USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the threat of contracting the coronavirus in the United States remains low.
That being said, we are going to continue to lean into this effort, to call on industry, to call on every agency of government to deal with it.
The Vice President speaking today in a meeting with cruise line executives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Pence is heading up the administration's task force on the virus. As far as the coronavirus and the economy, economist Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation tells Fox News,
I think we may see some more sell-offs, but the fear of the virus is what's causing this economic chaos, right, not the virus itself.
And the cleanup continues in Tennessee after tornadoes ripped through the area early Wednesday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
The mother of Hunter Biden's child is seeking to have him held in contempt of court for failing to provide mandatory documentation. London Alexis Roberts filed a paternity suit against Biden alleging he is the father of her infant child last May. A subsequent DNA test proved with scientific certainty that he in fact is the father. The original Rosie the Riveter has died. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
The character of Rosie the Riveter holds an iconic place in U.S. culture and embodies the can-do spirit of the American woman during World War II. Rosalind Walter, the inspiration behind the symbol, died in Manhattan at the age of 95. Walter was just 19 when she volunteered to take a night shift position on an assembly line. After being profiled in a local newspaper in 1942, songwriters Red Evans and Jacob Loeb penned the tune Rosie the Riveter and cemented Walter's place in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taxes are due Wednesday, April 15th in 2020. This means you need to submit your 1040 form by this date, and you should pay the IRS by that deadline. But there are a lot of folks that can't pay what they owe the IRS, or sometimes people are even scared and choose to not file taxes. Dan Pilla joined CBN and says even if you do not pay your taxes, there's still a few things the IRS cannot do.
You know, first thing people need to understand, Pat, is when you're a garden variety tax debtor, you owe the money that you can't pay.
Yeah.
You're not going to jail. All right. So let's deal with the fear.
Why not? Well, because
it's not a crime to simply owe money to the IRS.
Okay.
It's a crime to cheat on your taxes.
Okay.
It's a crime to file a false return.
Okay.
It's a crime to lie to the IRS. All those things are true. But just simply not having the money to pay is not a crime.
It makes you broke, Pat.
Yeah. It doesn't make you criminal. Right?
Broke is bad, but it's not a crime.
So you're not going to jail.
All
so
right.
Let's deal with the fear. Let's get the
all
fear
right.
out
so
of it, okay?
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he just realized this weekend our clocks spring forward and he's not too happy about losing an hour of sleep.
It makes no sense. There's no reason to keep doing it. It's time to go permanent daylight savings and end this once and for all. We have a bill to do that. Let's see if we can get it done this year. This is stupid.
In a Twitter video, Rubio says the bill hasn't moved on Capitol Hill, so he wants Americans to call their members of Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.